Bicycles, then and now. The modern bicycle, such as the models used in the world's most famous bike race, the Tour de France, is light, fast, durable, comfortable, and well-equipped. Original bicycles, however, were very simple mechanical devices. The first bicycle appeared in the early 19th century. It was Pierre Michaud, a Frenchman from Paris, and his son who built the first bicycle to be mass-marketed. They added pedals to the front wheel of their basic bicycle, thus allowing for propulsion. This design, which was named the velocipede, resembled the tricycle used by children today. It was a vast improvement over the standard two-wheeler of the time, and before long, sales reached 500 units per year, a number considered high by standards of that time. The next advancement was to make the front wheel larger to improve speed. In 1887, the safety bicycle was designed to address safety issues by reducing the size of the front wheel. This model introduced the use of the chain which, when attached by two chain wheels, rotated the back wheel instead of the front. This mechanical principle was based on the ratio between the number of teeth of the front chain wheel to that on the back sprocket. If, for example, the front chain wheel had 32 teeth and the rear sprocket 8, then the ratio would be 32:8. This meant that for every rotation of the front cogwheel, there were 4 rotations of the rear one, a ratio of 4:1. Consequently, the bicycle could have wheels of equal measure and actually increase speed. One of the most important advancements of the safety bicycle was the addition of gears. This allowed for the use of different gears for particular situations. A derailleur would shift the chain from one sprocket to another, creating a new pairing of chain wheels with different ratios of teeth, and therefore various levels of pedaling difficulty. As a result of pollution and environmental concerns, there has been renewed interest in biking in cities worldwide.